interrupt your regularly scheduled podcast to bring you this late-breaking news. First, let me introduce our correspondents. We have in the field, live in Farragut, Tennessee, Jeremy Whitelaw.
What's crackalackin'?
And live from Chattanooga, Tennessee, we have Matt Farr.
Levels, levels.
I'm also joined in the studio with my co-anchor, Stacy.
Thank you, Joel. And now, let's roll into the first story of the night.
Let's do this. What's up, y'all? This is That Reload Podcast bonus episode. You guys, we are bringing you an impromptu podcast that's going to be talking about a subject that is taking our nation and the world by storm. We're all here today. We got Jeremy, Matt, and Stacy, and myself, and we're going to be talking about the coronavirus.
Now, personally, I've had a lot of experience with this. When I was younger, I drank a lot of Coronas. Coronas and lime were my drink to go to. So probably like an authority on this.
You are such a poor thing.
I'm glad we could have you live in the studio with us.
So happy to be here. So like you want to cut a lime into like 8 pieces. That's like the optimal. And then just pop it in there, you know, with your thumb.
But there's a gravitational effect. You got to make sure that you, you know, burp it as you flip it back over. You know what I'm saying?
Otherwise, yeah. If you do it too hard, your beer is going to spill, and that's a party foul.
All in your face.
So, in all seriousness, this this thing that kind of came about back in December, and now, you know, it's just snowballed and rocketed into, you know, a giant media hype, and we just kind of wanted to jump on here since...
I think that's why we're jumping on here, because, you know, every year there is some sort of disease, some sort of something that's going to be the apocalyptic plague. And is this one overhyped? This is the one that's...
Are we not sure what's going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, do you really know? But for me, this is the one, like, we've had H1N1, and then we've had bird flu, and we've had Ebola, but none of them have caused the kind of pandemonium that we're seeing right now with coronavirus.
Okay, but let me bring this to your attention. Do you think nothing's came of it because we were prepared? I truly do believe there is mass hysteria.
So I don't know how
being created by the media.
I've heard conflicting things with coronavirus about it's been around a long time, and then I've heard things that this is a brand new virus.
It's a new strain, I believe, of the
coronavirus. And I think
it's a novel strain. The one we have now is COVID-19.
Yeah.
Because it came out in 2019, so it's the 2019 strain.
Yeah, because you know, I'm a pediatric nurse. I work at an urgent care clinic. I worked at a children's hospital for 12 years prior to that. And, you know, we run lab work on people. We run respiratory virus panels on people. And then when we get those results, I call them to patients. And, you know, there's RSV, there's flu, there's strep, and there's the coronavirus. And I've called people all the time and told them, hey, you know, you're tested positive for coronavirus. But that's different than what we're seeing now. This is the COVID-19, so the 2019 novel strain of coronavirus, so we can't misconstrue that.
Okay.
So if you look on like a pack of Lysol wipes or something like that, it says like human coronavirus on there. It will kill that virus. It's been around for a while.
So I didn't even know that, but so we have right now is from the, you know, the CDC put out a big old thing about how we have to be prepared to potentially be quarantined for up to 2 weeks or something like that.
Or
in your home.
Our lives disrupted, basically.
Have our lives disrupted. But, you know, I think with the other illnesses, like, well, you know, like bird flu, for instance. Bird flu was freaking, that was a real, like, everyone's going up in arms because of the dang mosquito could transmit this disease to you. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I'm pretty sure that's the one. But
I don't know much. About
I have no idea.
I remember because my mom is like, you know,
get your information here first.
Yeah, right.
But everything you hear is true.
I think what the point of this thing is I want to hear all your all's honest takes on what's happening, and I want to hear what you're thinking about or doing about it. But the I don't know. I'm going to just throw it out here personally. Personally, I think this is going to be a big bunch of nothing. Now, do I know that? No. I don't mean, because there's little, this is a very unknown, the depths of this virus is very unknown. But I personally feel like nothing's going to come with it. I feel like everything's going to be fine. But that doesn't stop me from being prepared either.
Well, I would kind of disagree with you on that point because, I mean, it's not nothing. I think there's the death toll in the United States is like 14 people so far. That's not, you know.
I'm not saying.
Know, it's not widespread. People, like,
okay, yeah. Let me back up. I'm not saying that this is something that shouldn't be taken seriously. I just don't think this is going to be a pandemic.
The thing I keep hearing it sort of compared to is it really worse than the common flu or whatever, like the flu strain this year? And it seems like the thing that has people so worried about it is just the way that it's transmitted, right? Like, I think it can transmit from human to human, like if you cough on somebody or something like that. I think that's what I heard.
Same with flu.
It's extremely contagious.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and I think the biggest thing is that we don't know. We don't know what type of widespread, like community-wide spread, that this can evolve into.
That's where the hysteria is coming from.
Yeah. Well, because you can transmit this illness before you even are symptomatic.
Right, mm-hmm. Before you even realize you have it.
Now, chances are, I'm not, this is not any type of medical advice. Let's all remember this. But chances are, I know the chances are decreased a lot before you're symptomatic. Like, you are more apt to spread this illness if you are symptomatic. But you could still have the virus and be spreading it prior to even knowing you have it.
So this is like The Walking Dead. Coming to fruition.
But when you think of the statistics, the statistics that are out there with this, we're just now going to start seeing this come to a head with, the spreading of the virus. But statistically, the testing is really, really poor. And like where I work, we do not have the testing for that yet. Everything is still very unknown, and it's not the most accurate testing. So how many more people potentially have this in America that we just aren't getting the confirmed positives for?
I don't freaking know.
Did you want us to estimate a number for that?
we can say what we want. Exactly.
The thing about this to me that's fascinating is just sort of like you said, the hysteria around it. And I don't know if that's attributable to like the news cycle and just the fact that you've got networks that are having to pump out some sort of content or whatever. But the thing that's really interesting is just the way that people have been preparing for this, right? Like you guys said, you went to Costco the other day and it was just a madhouse.
Yeah. And I think people are like sheep with the herding, like, oh, everybody's buying this, so I should be buying this. Or, people are throwing this into their carts, or this is getting low on the shelves, so I better stock up on it now because who knows how long it's going to be sold out. So we are having a family gathering this weekend at Joel's parents' house, and so we're cooking up a bunch of slabs of ribs. I, as it is, don't really care to go to Costco because I don't like the crowds and it gets me all in a tizzy. And I just strolled on in there after a doctor's appointment, go pick me up some ribs, pick me up some other stuff for our podcast in the next coming weeks, and like walked into frickin' Armageddon.
Yeah, man. Mm. I wasn't there. She called me when she got out. Go ahead. Sorry.
Jeremy was there because I videoed to you guys a couple things, and Jeremy was like, yeah, I just left there, which was like, I had got there like 45 minutes to an hour after it opened.
I got there at like 10:05 and it opens at 10 and it was busy. Like it was like a Saturday morning kind of busy.
Mm. Oh, it was terrible.
Stacey said people were acting a fool and like getting ill with each other and like
saying comments,
getting on to somebody else. You got too much toilet paper in your cart.
Yeah. Why you gotta like get rationing. So much? And, no, I'm not kidding. And like, so the lines for the checkouts were like going down the aisles, and I wanted to look at the granola bars and like some of the nuts just because my kids eat me out of house and home. I'm trying to look at them. The lines were just so crazy. Nobody wanted to budge in a line that wasn't going to move for 25 minutes just to let someone cross. So as you could tell, people were in bad moods. There wasn't like smiles and like friendliness. This was like dog eat dog, every man for himself type thing. And so, I mean, it had me all worked up for no reason. And, even at checkout, the lady said, she said, I've worked for Costco for 13 years, including living in Florida during hurricane season. I've never seen it like this.
But this is what's getting me so crazy is like, so the CDC put out a thing like 2 weeks, okay? Like, and that's really only if you choose to stay in your home, and they're really catering that towards people that are sick.
Right.
If you're contagious, be prepared, quarantine yourself for up to 2 weeks so that you don't spread it around. And people are acting like we're not going to have water.
Or power.
Yeah, they're like saying use the juice from your canned goods in order to drink or what, cook with or what, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's, and this is where, for me, it's getting silly, is because I understand that, yes, there's, you got to be prepared. Like, we've bought stuff. You know what I mean?
We've not to be misconstrued. We are all about being prepared and being able to take care of your family if there were to be a time for something like that. But the lady in front of me, I am not kidding. Like, she had, I would estimate at least 40 pounds of ground beef packages in her, like 41 pound packages in her. I mean, just stacked up half of the
cart.
You
know what I'm saying?
What in the world? What is she going to do with all that?
Yeah. And the lady at the checkout, you know, I told her, I was like, gosh, I said, I'm so sorry you guys are having to deal with this like pandemonium. And she said, you have no idea. I said, I just came to get some ribs for our family cookout, which of course I picked up like Goldfish crackers and Coke Zeros, and I got some bottled waters myself, and we've got a new puppy. So I did get some Lysol wipes, which actually I was embarrassed of, because I was like, they're going to think I'm, you know, stocking up to get the prep.
Oh.
But anyway, she said, well, be glad you came this week and not last week. She said that the meat containers or the
meat aisle.
The meat aisle, she said, was completely empty other than the really expensive cuts of meat and like the odds and ends seafood.
See, we're good guys. The expensive stuff.
Sounds like they're leaving the stuff we want.
Yeah. You don't leave those briskets. You leave those fillets for us.
I mean, like, maybe I feel like that maybe I'm not concerned as much, or don't feel like it's like as big of a deal because I have, you know, 8 months to a year worth of frozen meat in my three freezers. But
we've already talked about this, Joel. I'm going to trade you sourdough bread for meat once this thing
hits.
That's
it. Barter, bro. We got
back
a barter.
To the barter system.
And Matt's going to trade me bourbon.
Yeah,
I've got out of his collection.
But in all seriousness, you know, we are not dogging being prepared in any way, because we are semi, I mean, I wouldn't call us preppers.
I have the idea of prepping, like, gets me going. Like,
it brings
like
us peace of mind to be prepared.
I mean,
we're kind of the same way as far as like, it's better to be safe than sorry, right? Like, it's not going to hurt to have a little bit of extra stuff around. Like, we picked up a couple of extra bags of like dried rice and some like dried beans, stuff like that, that we'll use eventually, like before it goes bad, regardless of whether or not we end up like getting quarantined for 2 weeks. But we didn't go and like buy 1,000 rolls of toilet paper or whatever. You know, we didn't do anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you know, so
I think that's what's most astonishing for me was like the stacks and stacks of paper towels. Like, why paper towels?
I mean, like, I can wipe my ass with, like, I can clean my ass if I have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get some things that you really need if you're going to be prepping.
I get bottled waters and I get, you know, like you said, things that are going to be a longer shelf life that you will eventually eat again.
I mean, I feel like people are, and I kind of get it, man. Like, you know, it's like, it's rather the people that prep, like a prepper mentality is that if, who's going to look stupid if something does happen, me or you, the guy who's got everything he needs or the girl who's got everything she needs, or you who thought I was stupid. You know what I'm saying?
But this is almost different than prepping. This isn't prepping. This is hysteria in a time of potential crisis. If you're prepping, you would already have a lot of those items to begin with.
Right.
But I don't know.
Jeremy's being awfully quiet.
I know. What did you get, Jeremy? Did you get anything extra when you were there?
Well, no. So like, we shop pretty much in bulk for everything because it's more cost effective that way. So like, I go to Costco probably once every 2 weeks. So I happened to go this past week. Like, I just went like 2 or 3 days ago, just to get the stuff we normally get. So for us, like, we're set for the next few weeks on like all of those things.
Right.
So it's kind of just normal run of the mill.
Well, it kind of sucks though. Like, if you're used to buying a bunch of cases of water to have at the house, or like Joel, he buys his cases of water for his crew.
Yeah.
They've got a limit on it now.
Oh, really?
5 cases
it's
of
like
water.
It's 5. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, that's the thing, is because people are just going nuts. Heck, there's a sign on Costco's door. I know we're using Costco because that's where you buy all the bulk stuff. But there was a sign Stacy showed me that someone took a picture of that said like temporarily out of toilet paper, right? And somebody was like, really, Costco? What the hell? Yeah. Like, how's that Costco's fault?
How can you be out of toilet paper? And it's like, easy. And that's the thing. The cashier, she told me, she said people have actually came up to her and like yelled at them and gotten disgruntled for being low on items or limiting the items. And, you know, I feel bad for them.
So, I mean, like, listen, I think the bulk of this too, I think everybody needs to like, if you want to prepare, go for it, but chill out a little bit.
Let's be kind.
Just take it down a notch.
Yep. I agree.
Unfortunately, I still have to work being a nurse. I won't be able to stay quarantined. I'll actually be on the front line, saving lives.
Well,
one corona at a time.
Well, I hope you bring a 12-pack home for me.
But one thing that I did want to make sure that we had is ibuprofen.
Yep.
It's not something that I wanted to be caught without. You know, I don't want to, if say everybody's sick and our kids have fevers and Joel has a fever or whatever, like I would rather not have to send him to the store to get Advil. So I made sure that we had enough Advil, children's Advil. Definitely have got some water.
Like,
I'll probably save that for later. Like one of my staples that I wanted to have.
I want to talk to you guys too about like some things that if you had to have. What you would want to have and whatnot, but
I also got us I don't know.
Well, hang on. I want to talk about this though. So there are there was a guy.
Hold on, I just need to prop my microphone up real quick here. I got
the here. Jeremy's there we go. Pack of toilet paper.
Jeremy had
I'm in my basement, like looking at all of our stuff, and I have like. Stacks and stacks of toilet paper.
He's in his bunker.
Yeah, Jeremy's in his bunker
right now. Live from my bunker.
So there was a guy, like, you know, like
I'm actually in my wife's office and there's like all sort of kids' toys around, so I'm like screwing around a bunch.
So we have our other co-host, Tickle Me Elmo, that's in here.
You should have announced him too.
I should have. What a dick anchor I am. Like, so the deaths are, you know, like the people that have died right now, like what I have heard is that the people that have died have been people that have had pre-existing complications to this. So like that's mainly like older people and people that have pre-existing complications. There was a guy that posted something on Reddit who supposedly had coronavirus and was telling everybody to chill out that. Yeah, it sucks. You get really sick, but it's basically like having a bad flu that you get over it.
I guess it depends on the person, though.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Because most of the stuff I've been reading is that it's like a very mild cold for most people.
See, that's what I'm getting at.
The scary part is that it's highly contagious. And then like most of the deaths like out of Washington State, like they had a community infection in that nursing home and there were like 4 or 5 deaths there.
Yeah.
And
so those people, you know,
they're in nursing homes. They were already sick. They were in their
70s. Yeah.
You know, they were very prone to that. If they had got the flu, they probably would have, you know, passed away also, which, you know.
And that's where the media is playing
into
that.
Which is all sad. All of it's horrible.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But that's where the media is kind of creating the stir of, okay, like shit's going to hit the fan.
Well, if it was just the media, then I would be hell bent on this is a bunch of, you know, bullshit propaganda.
Well, the CDC.
But when
I know, like the media just needs to let it go.
Why is this not recorded? Why do we not have video recording on this? Jeremy just raised up an Elsa doll.
And I could be recording right now. But anyways, but because the CDC dropped that down, that's what got me like thinking, okay, maybe we do need to kind of prepare a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Do y'all take weight in that at all?
Prepare, don't panic.
Oh, I like that. Is that like should put that on a postcard?
I did see a t-shirt that someone made that said panic at the Costco.
So this is a little off topic, but I'll bring it around. I tried a Topo Chico this week for the first time. You guys tried one of those?
I was going to ask you about those. I've seen Spencer talking about them a bunch.
Man,
no,
so
what's strange
good.
Is I almost bought us some to have on our last podcast recording.
A what?
A Topo Chico.
It's called
Chico.
A Topo Chico. It's imported from Mexico, but it's like a carbonated water, and they've got some different flavors. Anyway, so we're recording this on Friday night. I'm not 100% sure when it'll drop, but we're planning to get up and go to Sam's and be there early in the morning just to see if we can get Topo Chico's.
That's so awesome. So which one did you try? You
guys on what the toilet paper situation's like.
Did you try a flavored one?
No, it was just like the plain one. I liked it well enough that I'm like, well, let's get out in the hysteria and try to bulk buy some Topo Chico's.
I almost bought them last time when you guys were coming over, but there was only three. There was only three bottles of the original one left on the shelf, so I said, I can't do it.
I wonder if you could get it at an authentic Latin American store.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
Or you could even get it at Sam's Club.
Where did you get yours at, Matt, at that restaurant you were at? Or?
No, actually a coffee shop down close to where I work carries them, so I tried it there.
Oh, nice. All
right, so you're prepared. We know that Jeremy's got some bath tissue and his cases of water. What about you, Matt? Did you get some toilet paper, paper towels?
No. So I think I mentioned this to you guys earlier, but I got this bidet like several months ago at this point, and I've been putting off installing it all this time. So I thought we just won't buy bulk toilet paper to push me over the edge. Like if it gets to that point, I'll install the bidet and we'll be fine. Like, listen, I'll clean up with a bath towel or something if I have to after that, right?
That needs to be installed before.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, like, if you do run out of toilet paper, just run, like, your hose from outside into your bathroom and just use it.
Genius. You know? Genius. Mm-hmm. See, Jeremy.
A little bit better yet. Tape. Yeah.
That's all we got.
Just go out in the yard and wash off out there.
Yeah, be a free as a bird, right?
I've seen a few episodes of My 600-Pound Life where that's kind of what they do.
Wow.
That is, get the pressure washer out, get busy. Well,
regular hose works. I mean,
well, you know, you haven't seen you haven't seen my bowel movements.
Pressure washer.
At least
up your back does it.
At least 2.4 gallons a minute. Stacy smacked me. She wants me to shut up.
Lord help me. Really.
All right.
No, really though. So like, I'm seeing people with like carts full of like ramen noodles and stuff like that, and I just want to know. So first of all, it's like, okay, stock up on bottled waters because, A, are we not going to have running faucet water? Like, can we not just have drinking water? Like, some of the things we're putting out, like, lists say, pick up canned foods that have residual water in them, like diced tomatoes, that you can drain the liquids to cook with.
But what's going to happen that's going to stop the flow of water?
That's what I'm saying is, like, when you've got places and blogs and, you know, news reports with attachments saying these are the list of items you should get. Make sure it's like green beans in water so that you have something to cook it in.
That same thing she read was saying, get Netflix. Make sure you have, so we're gonna have Netflix, but we won't have any damn water. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta drain out our canned veggies so we have cooking water.
But make sure we got Netflix because that's still gonna be around over our water.
So my question is,
it always watching the chef show.
Yeah.
Like worst case scenario, couldn't you just boil the water? Like if you had electricity, or even we've got grills that can run off charcoal and propane. Like I've got two full propane bottles in the garage.
Basically, now, Matt, you won't be able to use your Traeger though.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. I'll use something else for a little bit.
There you go.
But why ramen? And Joel did bring up a good argument for this, but I'm like, ramen noodles, like, why do we have to eat like crap if we're quarantined?
You need all that sodium. You need extra sodium electrolytes. To help fight off the coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, I'm freaking eating some delicious venison backstraps.
If most people that are freaking out about this, they're thinking for the long haul, that's 25 cents, 30 cents for a pack of ramen.
And like a 10-year shelf life?
Yeah, so they're prepping on the cheap, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I get
this
that.
This could be like an inspiration for us to get together and do like an authentic ramen, you know, where we make our own noodles and do the pork belly and all that stuff.
Soft-boiled eggs?
Please, yeah. We'll make broth and everything.
I
just pulled my lighter out and I'm like waving it back and forth.
I've been begging Jeremy to make me some authentic ramen for a hard minute and he hasn't done it yet. But then he loves to show me his pasta post. Look at this awesome pasta.
We've never had homemade pasta.
We'll probably have to wait for like COVID-20 for ramen though.
COVID-20. That's funny. All right. So
I want to get into this.
We've got the essentials. We're preparing. We're not panicking. We're preparing. None wrong with a little preparing.
Now, do you think this is something that can be cured with essential oils? You think that's
going to happen? 100%. Lavenders.
Yeah.
Lavender cures everything.
I'm a nurse.
That's where it's going to come from. Some like lemon extract essence.
Yeah. Just eat honey. Mm-hmm. honeybees.
I did see this post where someone said to rub Chick-fil-A sauce around your door frames to prevent the virus from coming in. Yeah.
Like the Lord's sauce. Yeah.
That's terrible.
The power of Christ compels you.
So anyways, I want to know, top five, you're quarantined at home for 2 weeks. What are your non-provisional items, just things that you personally must have if you got to be stuck at home for 2 weeks? Who's first?
I would want to.
Were we supposed to do a list?
Yeah. I didn't come up with a list.
Well, yeah, you were.
I didn't come up with one either. I didn't come up with one either. And she told me like five times. I would have to have bourbon, beer, beef jerky, Cheetos, and God, my life's really complete at that point. Yeah.
He did. I said, I'm putting in a Walmart order. I said, is there anything that you really feel like you need? And he said, beef jerky and Cheetos.
That's my favorite snack. You get the crunchy Cheeto and the beef jerky. You eat them at the same damn time. And it's like a flavor explosion in your mouth.
That sounds disgusting.
You don't knock it till you try it, bro. Don't knock it till you try it.
I'll try it, but it sounds gross.
Sliced cheese with that would be awesome.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, like I'm agreed. I agree with that.
Well, I'll try it.
When I was at Costco the other day, like I was already checking out, so I didn't think about it. But when I was checking out, I was like, man, I should have grabbed some Eye of Round to make some jerky.
Oh, my fifth one's vape.
Yeah. Vape juice. Juice.
I'm good. I can survive.
I was going to add booty.
Oh, yeah. That would have been good, but I didn't want Gary to hear it.
Oh, Gare Bear.
Oh, Gare Bear.
Shout out, Gare.
So mine, I'm coffee. I don't care what type of virus be rolling around at community. I'm out of coffee.
Yeah.
His booty is going to get me some of that.
Yeah.
Dunkin', Starbucks, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a Starbucks coffee fan. It's too bitter.
I like their iced coffee, but their hot coffee is just
burnt, overcooked.
I had McDonald's coffee today, and it tasted like total dog crap up front. But after it sat for about half an hour in my little tumbler, it actually mellowed out and was not too bad.
Damn.
No, I'm not saying it's great coffee, but it was like I was in a pinch. I needed some damn coffee, and I hated it, so I left it in my dang truck forever. And then I came back to it because I wanted a sip, and was able to actually drink it.
Maybe some it's kind of like bourbon. Like some of the bourbon needs to like breathe a little bit. Yeah.
Damn it. He's been cryovac for like 6 years and he's a breathe.
So another thing that I had to stock up on was Coke Zero. As I gotta have my Coke Zero.
Yeah.
And I have my Coke Zero. Puzzles. Gotta have some puzzles.
Like Sudoku?
No, like Jigsaw.
No, she wants like a 5x5.
I want a hot air balloon. Puzzle. Yeah, a wolf puzzle, a hot air balloon scene. You know,
I'm actually thinking about building a puzzle table. I'll send you a picture of it. It's pretty cool.
She likes 10,000 piece puzzles, all that crap. You know, like giant things that will make me want to rip what hair I have left out.
I love them.
What do you do with them after you're done putting them together?
Put them back
tear
in the box.
Tear them back up. Put them in the box. I don't save them.
Isn't that horrible?
I don't know.
It's the journey. It's the journey, not the final product.
It's ridiculous.
It's a brain teaser.
It's ridiculous. It makes me want.
I like a challenge.
I hate it. I would rather break my toes than do puzzles.
Well, guess what, baby? We stocked up for the COVID-19. Well,
you and your kids can do that.
Wait. Why are you stocked up? You only need one puzzle.
No, I'm quick.
That's true.
No. You do it, then you take it apart, then you do it again.
Oh, I see. No.
Exactly, then, Jeremy.
No, you throw it in a closet and you never touch it again.
Yeah, just exactly. Throw it away. All to this.
Throw it in the garbage.
It's like God Almighty.
Last one is going to be crackers, cheese, and hot sauce.
Yep.
That's three things.
My snack.
Three.
Well, it's a combination. It's kind of like his jerkies and Cheetos. That's like
that
my go-to.
Two for me. That was two.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I make the rules.
She's greedy. She is greedy.
All right. Jeremy, what are some must-haves? What's going to get you through?
I have, like, nothing. Like, I mean,
200 pounds of frickin' flour.
King Arthur flour.
Yeah, so flour. But, I mean, like.
Flour, again, water, like, salt, yeast.
I buy Yeah, flour, water, salt, yeast. Here's my four things.
I have a list of four. Flour, water, salt, yeast.
Like, I just went to Kroger this week and bought, like, 20 pounds of flour, and, like, my wife didn't even raise an eyebrow when I came in with that, because, like, that's normal for me. Like, once a month, I'll go out and buy that much flour. Like, so.
That's not even prepping.
I can see Jeremy quarantining his house just like, sourdough, 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 rye, sourdough, sourdough.
That's the thing, though. If someone would have saw you on Thursday, yesterday at Costco with that much, they would have been like, look at him over there taking all the flour. And you would be like, well, that's just normal for us. That's like what we go through in 5 days.
I'd be like, will my sourdough program need this much flour?
I would say, like, it would be handy to have a 2-week supply of Girl Scout cookies. You know, it's the right time of year for Girl Scout cookies. So you got to have those around.
What's your favorite cookie?
Man, I really like the Treefles. It's like a shortbread cookie.
Trefoil.
That's what whatever.
I used to be a Girl Scout.
I've never had that.
I've been chewing on them when you guys weren't looking.
Wait a minute. You pick that over all the other ones?
Yeah.
That trumps a freaking tag-along?
Which ones are the tag-alongs?
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Oh, so I like those two. Those are number two for me.
That's number one.
Y'all are idiots.
That is a hard number one.
No, Thin Mint all the way.
I don't like any cookies that aren't fresh.
Of course.
You are such a bougie bastard.
Breaking news.
Bougie bastard.
Like, are,
we have
are
a
you
confession from
any
Jeremy.
Girl, any Girl Scout cookie compares at all to like a hot, fresh chocolate chip cookie that's gooey in the center still. Like any comparison.
We have not made Jeremy. Them our homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh. But what if he shits on them?
He won't shit on them. They're soft. They're soft.
If it's hot and fresh, I'm probably gonna love it.
It's from all ingredients. I did not make I do not make my own chocolate chips.
This is a recipe from
Sue Bear.
Gare Bears.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sue Bear. Why?
That's her name, Sue Bear. All my friends call her Sue Bear.
That's Stacy's mom, by the way, for all those
Stacey's
listening.
Stacy's mom.
I'm telling you, these cookies.
She's got it going on.
These cookies are legit. We gotta make them for Jeremy and Matt. Next time y'all come over, we'll have cookies.
Homemade
we'll
Sue Bear cookies.
I'd love to try your mom's cookie.
Well, I'm making it.
Whoa. Gary's going to kick your ass.
I'm sorry, Gary.
All right, so anyways.
All right, Matt, so your dry cookies, and then you'll need plenty of water to go with them.
Yeah, yeah. And then maybe, like, I really like Dr. Pepper. I think Dr. Pepper would be good.
You're a 23 flavors kind of guy?
Yeah. Oh, man. At least one a day. Sometimes
regular Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, just plain old regular Dr. Pepper.
Are you the kind of guy that'll drink Mr. Pibb in a pinch?
It has to be a pretty big pinch. Like I would almost rather have water.
Ooh, man. Yeah. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Then I'm going to go with sliced cheese. Like I was talking about, like cracker cuts, hard to beat that. And maybe a couple of pork butts just cause you can use those for so much. Mm. Like
that's
pulled pork.
One.
You can just use it as a ingredient on so many different dishes.
That's true. That's 20 pounds of meat that can go a long way.
And let's not forget the reload, because they say that really decreases the risk of the virus from replicating.
There was a gentleman that posted on Instagram that packing heat was an instant corona cure.
I heard that 60% of the time it works every time.
And it might not work, but let's not take a chance.
Sex panther.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know what this guy's credentials may or may not have been, but he seemed like he knew what he was talking about, right?
Well,
I heard if you snort it, that's what really.
You guys each have about 10 pounds of double action at the house to hunker down with. So.
Yeah,
we do.
That's what's going on my pork butts.
Leftover, yeah.
Well, cool, guys. I think this was fun. I'm glad we got together for a short minute to talk over the national, worldly, whatever the hell it is, crisis.
Kind of make a little light of it. But
yeah, I mean,
we still, our prayers are with anybody that is sick with this.
I mean, it we don't know the depths of it. Anything could happen. So it's always good to be somewhat prepared. And we just encourage everybody to take a chill pill and be sweet to others. And PSA on this, wash your damn hands and don't cough and sneeze on anybody else. So,
and if you're sick, stay home.
That's it. Just be cognizant of other people. Get out there, stay safe, stay clean, buy a bunch of reload if you're going to be prepping. because that's probably the only thing that's going to get you through all that time.
I mean, if you're buying 50 pounds mm-hmm. of ground beef anyways, I mean, what are you going to season it with?
Exactly. How are you going to – well, you buy all that damn ramen. You don't want the packet that's in there. You want to get some good stuff that's got some good, clean ingredients, like no MSG, gluten-free. Huh, guys? Huh?
I've never tried Reloading Ramen, but I would be totally game. I'd try it.
We used to, before we go, we used to, every time we would go backpacking, I'd buy canned chicken, and we have packs of ramen. So then when we got to the summit where we were going, that was our dinner.
That's so disgusting.
And Dewey sauce.
That sounds disgusting.
When you hike your ass off all damn day, when you've done, 10 miles in one day, that and your dog tire with a freaking 30, 40-pound pack on your back, that's freaking delicious.
Me and my friends, the Trailblazers, our hiking group, we always packed Subway. Yeah, we had T-shirts made, Trailblazers.
Were you overnighting, though?
No.
See, we were overnighting.
So, Joel, to go against you there, this one time I was hiking in the Never Summer Mountain ranges of Wyoming, about 7 days in, and we're having this mush for breakfast, and really all I wanted to do was stick my feet in it to warm it up. I didn't even want to eat it because it was so gross.
That's so, mush. It's not ramen.
Stick
with
your feet
of chicken.
In it to warm it up?
Yeah. In mush. Yeah. In meal mush. Yeah.
Jeremy, I've never met somebody who has simultaneously done so much and tried so little. It's amazing.
It's so
tried
true.
So little.
Yeah. Ketchup, fast food. How have you hiked the mountains of Wyoming and
you
eaten
need a
mush, but
memoirs.
Never had a double cheeseburger?
One of the best pizzas I ever had was on that trip. We cooked it in a Dutch oven with coals on top and the bottom. Very good food.
You guys just totally triggered me into an idea for a podcast.
Later.
Y'all are going to like this one.
Sorry.
Okay. He totally shushed me.
I did. I'm in a lot of trouble.
You guys missed it, but he actually binked her nose when he said that.
Binked.
Men are talking.
Shush it.
I don't even know what I was going to say. Oh, no. But, Jeremy, you need, a book of frickin' memoirs. What the frick, man? Dairy farmer.
I'm going to write a book of memoirs. It's going to be called Somehow I Manage. It'll be a picture of me with my sleeves rolled up on the cover.
We need a baby book for Jeremy, first McDonald's cheeseburger, first Happy Meal.
Be, next to a tuft of hair, from the first haircut.
We'll have to clip it.
First chicken nugget.
I got a haircut today. I could probably go back and get some.
I'll put a little rubber band around it, and we'll put wax paper over it so it stays fresh. Okay, we got to go. All right, guys. Stay safe out there.
Be kind.
Anything else you want to say, honey?
No, we just, everybody stay safe, stay healthy. Take your vitamins, wash your hands.
That's it. And
say your prayers.
Yep. We love you. Bye, guys.
We interrupt this broadcast to.
I knew if we gave you enough direction, you would mess it up.
I know. I have to be impromptu. We're gonna do that again. Yeah.
We interrupt your everyday life to bring you a impromptu podcast. Me, man, what was I supposed to say? We interrupt your regularly scheduled broadcast to bring you this late breaking news. First, let me introduce my correspondents. I have with me today on the field. What were you called? Yeah, well, I need to.
You're going to read what?
I'm going to read your face. There we go. All right. 3, 2, 1.